You're listening to the StoryCorps podcast. StoryCorps is a nonprofit supported by donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. This week, a story from our Memory Loss Initiative, StoryCorps' effort to collect the voices of people living with Alzheimer's disease. Bob Patterson worked for more than 30 years as an aerospace engineer. In 2008, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. His wife Karen has been by his side as his caretaker. And here, Bob tells Karen about living with the disease.
I feel like I'm the same person. But I know I'm a kind of a big load to deal with.
You know how we talk sometimes about who we really are? What is our essence? Uh-huh. Memories are not who you are.
Well, I think one thing that I experience with Alzheimer's is I live in the moment because I can't remember what happened yesterday. I can't remember what happened 10 minutes ago, but I'm much more present, I think.
Do you think about the future?
I know that there's probably a bad time that comes in the future. This disease gets more wicked, but I don't obsess on it. And I just do a nice job of ignoring it.
With this disease, you moved from somebody that lived in your head a lot to somebody that lives in their heart.
The head is an overstated organ. The heart is where all the action is. And I can remember things that occur in my heart much better than things that occur in my head. Having fun with the kids, laughing, our new grandchild.
Speaking of this new grandchild, is there something you'd like him to know?
I would like him to know that I fell in love with him the first time I saw him in the hospital. And every time I see that sweet little face, it just makes me feel good. I'm looking forward to hanging with him and teaching him things that I think are really important. That's my job for the rest of my life.
I don't know if you even remember this, but once we were listening to a book on tape and it talked about the greatest thing you could do if you love somebody was hope that you would be the one that was left and that you would be the one that could care for your lover. You are not alone. And I'm honored that I'm the one that can care for you. I always will.
You always have. Thank you.
Bob Patterson with his wife Karen in Los Angeles. Thank you if you've tuned in to see our new animated series that is now appearing on public television. These short films run on POV, Public Television's Documentary Showcase. Next up is Germans in the Woods, the story of Joseph Robertson. During World War II, he was in the U.S. Army and fought at the Battle of the Bulge. See what happened next Tuesday, August 31st. Remember to check your local listings to see when POV broadcasts in your area. And for more information on this new series, visit storycorps.org/animation. You can also listen to hundreds of other stories on our website and make a reservation for your own interview. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at StoryCorps.org.